Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Ayin Beis and Masechtas Yevamos. Some of the topics we learned about include the Gemara in the previous Daf taught Ha'aral lo yoichel b'truma. An aral may not eat truma. The Gemara here turns to a discussion of a mashuch, which Rashi describes as mahol shenimshucha or lasai b'kisisa esa atara. He had been circumcised, but the arla grew back. There are two issues. Does he have to do bris mila again to remove the arla? Until he does, may he eat truma? Is he considered an aral? The Gemara will also discuss the opinions of performing mila shaloi bezmana at night, that an aral is allowed to perform hazalas mechatas, the opinions regarding a woman performing kiddush mechatas. Mechatas is a requirement in the purifying of a tmei meis. First, the paraduma is sacrificed and burnt. The next step is asifa, collecting the efer hachatas, the ashes, followed by kiddush, mixing the ashes with spring water, creating mechatas. These waters are then used in the hazah by dipping an agudas ezov, a bundle of specified grasses, into the water and sprinkling the mechatas on the person or vessel, which is tmei meis.